USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Severe thunderstorms and heavy rain continue to impact parts of the plains and Midwest. Regarding these storms, Joe Bastardi with Weather Bell tells Fox News.
The last 4, 5, 6 months have been brutal from southern Canada into the central and northern plains. Meantime, it's warm in the southeast. That's the classic setup. Cold versus warm for what you're seeing out there, so it's winding up being a bigger than average year.
Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan says he told the House and Senate to continue working to keep Iran in check and protect American interests.
I walked them through what the Department of Defense has been doing since May 3rd when we received credible intelligence about threats to our interests in the Middle East and to American forces.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you want a more honest media? Hello. My name is Robert Farrow, and I've grown tired of shadow banning, censorship, and one-sided reporting from today's news and social media companies. That's why my team created RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com. It's the only place where you'll get all the news. It's usually one click to join, so check us out today. RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com.
President Trump says he's not gunning for a war with Iran, but insists he won't let the country get nuclear weapons. At the Pentagon on Tuesday, Acting Defense Secretary Pat Shanahan hopes Iran is listening.
We're in the region to address many things, but it is not to go to war with Iran.
One of the many Democrats running for president is asked about how his announcement was received back home. And USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
Almost immediately after Democratic New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio announced his run for the White House last week, many New Yorkers and many members of the New York media immediately slammed the idea, citing his unpopularity in his own city. De Blasio says,
"To me, that's like a walk in the park. I didn't even notice that. Because I deal with really tough issues every single day. I deal with the toughest press corps in America. I deal with, unfortunately, with the number one terror target in America."
De Blasio speaking there on CNN.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Recapping one of our top stories, President Trump's former White House counsel was a no-show at a House Judiciary Committee hearing on Tuesday. Committee ranking member Republican Doug Collins says the majority of Democrats are not acting in good faith.
I'm glad that the chairman read into the record today the Mueller report. I'm glad that he quoted, as he said, this is a quote directly from the Mueller report. I just wish my chairman would actually go read the rest of it that he has been offered to read, which he has chose not to read. But he did leave out one thing. He left out something in the Mueller report from just now. He read McGahn's testimony beautifully. He did everything. But he left out what he doesn't want to have to come back to and the frustrating thing that has brought us here again and again and again, and that is the conclusions. There was no collusion. There was no obstruction charge. There's nothing here. After 2 years of doing this, we can read it in. You can talk about how you don't like it. You can talk about what you would like to ask. But at the end of the day, it's interesting. We'll read in the quotes that make the headlines. But we're also not going to read in the bottom line of what was actually concluded. So the Democrats are here trying again. The Mueller report concluded there was no collusion, no obstruction, because the report failed to provide damning information against the president. The majority claims we need to dig deeper. Deeper than the 2 years of investigation conducted by what is considered a prosecutorial dream team, because that probe ended without criminal charges against the president or his family. The special counsel closed up shop without giving Democrats anything to deliver to their base.
You can find us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.